Award this meeting of the Committee on State and Local Government Operations and Oversight for Wednesday, May 12th. The clerk will note that we have achieved a quorum. We have the meeting minutes from the meeting of... Wednesday, April 25th. Should look over those. Are there any corrections? Seeing none, Senator Larson moves approval of the minutes from Wednesday, April 25th. All those in favor of that motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion prevails. The business before us today is confirmations, and we're going to begin with the State Arts Board members. Mr. Barry Hill. Mr. Barry Hill is a candidate, as I just mentioned, for the Minnesota State Arts Board. If you would please just tell us a little bit about yourself and some background, we'll be pleased to act on your nomination.
Thank you. My name is Andrew Barry Hill. I'm the 8th District Representative to the Minnesota State Arts Board, and I'm also the Executive Director of the Duluth Superior Symphony. I've been doing that for about the past 5 years, and before that, I was the Assistant Director of Programming for the Chicago Symphony. I live up in Duluth, where we have a wonderfully vibrant arts community in northeast Minnesota, and I'm proud to represent that district and help the state in its arts funding work, and I thank this committee for its support of that work.
And you have been on the Arts Board for some time?
About 2 years now.
2 years?
2 years now, and I'm a member of the Executive Committee this year.
Are there questions or discussion of Mr. Barry Hill's appointment?
Madam Chair.
Senator Vickerman.
Madam Chair, just a general question. I have a lot of art in my home district, Worthington, Pipestone. They're great art lovers. Do we have somebody within the system that represents, I would say, the southwest Minnesota?
We do. We have a district representative specifically from that area. Who's going to help me out with the name? Jane Baylow is our representative. And there are also three at-large appointees from other areas of the state as well.
How large is the Arts Board then?
Arts Board is 11 members.
One from each congressional district,
one
and then
from
the three
each district
at large.
And three at large.
So correct. you're the appointee for the 8th congressional district.
That's correct.
Any other questions, Senator Vickerman?
My wife and some of her friends went out to the Guthrie Theater and had art day out there someplace. They had flowers. She said that was the most impressive thing that she's ever seen. I've never seen it, but. It happened to be that day, and it's just unbelievable. It's too bad that everybody couldn't have got out and looked.
Well, the state is a wonderfully vibrant place, and the Arts Board works very hard to make sure that all Minnesotans throughout the state have access to and the opportunity to participate as audience members, participate as arts creators in the art, and that extends from Pipestone to Grand Marais. We spend a lot of time looking at distribution of resources and how it's focused or not focused throughout the state. It's easy to think about Minnesota as being the Twin Cities and everywhere else, but it's individual, unique communities that have wonderful things, from what you saw down in your area to the Ely Snow Carving Festival. It's a fabulously unique event for Ely, Minnesota. And brings people to Ely, Minnesota. And through the Regional Arts Councils, the state helps support wonderful events like that. They're great business catalysts.
Senator Lurie.
Madam Chair, knowing of Mr. Barry Hill's good work with the Duluth Superior Symphony, I'm happy to move that the committee recommend the appointment of Mr. Barry Hill to the Minnesota State Arts Board be confirmed.
You've heard Senator Lurie's motion. Is there further discussion? Anyone in the audience wish to comment? Seeing none, Senator Lori moves that the appointment of Andrew Berryhill to the State Arts Board, that the committee recommend that the appointment of Andrew Berryhill to the State Arts Board be confirmed. All those in favor of that motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. Thank you very much, Mr. Berryhill. Mr. Bemis. The next candidate for us to consider this morning is the appointment of Judson Bemis Jr., who is the governor's appointment from the 4th Congressional District. Mr. Bemis, if you would tell us a little bit about yourself and your experience with the arts community and with the State Arts Board.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, I in the 2 years since my appointment, I've moved to St. Paul, so now I am a member of the 4th Congressional District. I started life after college as a professional actor in New York. I was there for 8 years, trained at the Circle in the Square. Came back to Minnesota in 1985, immediately became a member of the board of the Theater de la Jeune Moon, chaired their capital campaign that built their theater, have also been on the boards of the Playwrights Center, the Minnesota Orchestra, the Guthrie Theater, Theater Communications Group, which is an organization in New York, the McPhail Center for Music, where I've just been chairing their capital campaign. Obviously, I've been very active in the arts in the Twin Cities community, and believe that it's a very vibrant community and an important asset to the state.
Are there comments on the appointment of Mr. Bemis?
Madam Chair, just a general question. I see these terms expire in 2009. Is that, are they staggered, or do all of you? Up for
no, there is a. We are staggered.
You're staggered. Okay.
So you were appointed 2 years ago to fill the term of someone who. I don't understand that. Yes. If you've been on it only, you've been on it only 2 years.
Yes, I've been on it 2 years, and I believe it was a. It's a 4 year term.
I'll move that confirmation.
I know, but he's been on it 2 years, and now he has 4 years to go.
No, 2 years.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry. It started in 05. We're just getting to the confirmations now. I was thinking that it was later. Anyway, okay. Senator Vickerman.
Confirmation. I've turned into a real art lover.
You're a real art lover.
Yeah.
Yes, you are.
Senator
Vickerman.
I got one.
That the committee recommend the appointment of Judson Bemis Jr. to the State Arts Board be confirmed. Further discussion of that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The motion prevails. Thank you very much. Congratulations. The other appointments that we have already interviewed the folks on the Racing Commission. And when we did that, we did not have
a question as to the partisan.
Oh, there was there had been a question raised as to the partisan identification of those Racing Commission members, because we needed to establish that there was a balance called for in the statute. We have since determined that the balance was correct, and there is no there's no flaw in their nomination, so we can deal with these very quickly. Senator Day, we have just recommended the confirmation of Mr. Bemis and Mr. Berryhill to the State Arts Board, and again, we do not have these other three people here. We've already heard from them. We interviewed them. We researched the issue of partisanship. It's found to be cured, and so I need separate motions. Senator Lori, would you help me out here?
Yes, Madam Chair. I move that the committee recommend the appointment of William Kozitsa to the Minnesota Racing Commission be confirmed.
Senator Lori moves that the committee recommend that the appointment of William Kozitsa to the Minnesota Racing Commission be confirmed. Any discussion of that motion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails.
Madam Chair, I move that the committee recommend that the appointment of Lynn Lugard to the Minnesota Racing Commission be confirmed.
Senator Lurie moves that the committee recommend that the appointment of Lynn Lugard to the Minnesota Racing Commission be confirmed. All those in favor of that motion, please say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion prevails.
Madam Chair, I move that the committee recommend that the appointment of Camille McArdle to the Minnesota Racing Commission be confirmed.
Senator Lurie moves that the committee recommend that the appointment of Camille McArdle to the Minnesota Racing Commission be confirmed. All those in favor of that motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion prevails. If there's no further business before us this morning, the committee is adjourned.